Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Sky Wallace. Welcome to Recharge. It's come to my attention that this place of ponderance has become a bit of a chaotic shit show every week, and we care about our patrons more than anybody. So this is a special Recharge. Yes, for the very first time, we're going to be doing this one where we pretend to be normal. Not unhinged. Fuck. Not unhinged.
Uh-huh.
Not feral.
Oh.
No.
Not goofy.
Professional.
Okay. No.
Not horny.
What?
Oh. Sky.
Just a nice, normal chat so that Planet Arcana patrons can hear what we, the players and DMs, have to say about episodes 61 and 62. Okay?
Okay. The restraint.
It'll be about 5 or 6 minutes long.
Without further ado.
I've heard that before.
I'd like to introduce my super normal pals on the DM side.
Hello. I am B. I am one of the GMs, and I guarantee you that you will be able to play this Recharge for your grandparents.
Hello, my name is Jay. I'd love to meet your grandparents and your parents. Are they single?
Forget it. Cut that.
Jay.
I'm Jay.
Focus.
I'm sorry. Did you just spray me with water like a cat?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you understood that.
I'm a DM sub.
And my level-headed, so normal compatriots on the player side.
Hi, I'm Sean. I'm a player. I've already came, so I'm not horny anymore, so this is fine.
That's so polite. of you to take care of that before this
very considerate.
Thank you. Level-headed
we
session.
We appreciate that, Sean. Yeah. The very, very professional
yeah, really
of you.
Good. So. Yeah.
And good evening, everyone. My name is Peter. I'm also a player and an exceedingly normal guy.
Yeah.
Now you have to do that voice for the rest of the recharge.
It's nice.
Sure.
It's so nice.
Very NPR.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Do they talk about when they came on NPR?
They talk about gooey ducks.
Do you have a
they don't. I'm so sorry, Sky. No.
Do you have a landing for this, Sky, or are we just supposed to jump right back into it?
We're just gonna keep trying.
Okay.
We're just gonna keep trying.
We're gonna do the best we can.
I'm with you, Sky. I'm here to be totally normal for you.
Thank you, God.
I know, but if this continues, Sean's gonna come again, Peter. Your voice is too hot.
Oh well, I mean, I can't control that.
Okay, Sean, no coming.
Sean. I'm empty, folks. Don't worry.
Should we pull a card?
Yeah. Yes.
I went through 62 cards, which means that in 10 episodes, I think, I'll have to pull the last card of the deck to do this a little bit. Oh,
baby.
But anyway, I pulled the Devil reversed.
Ooh, hello.
My fucking God.
The Devil Reverse calls on you to confront your inner fears and anxieties to free yourself from the chains that bind you to your limiting beliefs and unhealthy attachments.
Oh my God.
Which is pretty interesting. I don't know if that's like exactly what we were getting at with the anti-magic forest, but it does feel pretty fucking...
Look.
It's an interesting take on it for sure.
No.
Celestine and Simon are just magic addicts and we need to give it up.
I think this might have more to do with the fact that this is the session where we concretely decided that the fools will continue on their journey.
Ooh,
cool. That's nice.
I say that because I pulled my card about, I don't know, 15 minutes ago, and I had no fucking idea what to make of it. It's the first time where I was like, I have no idea what to make of this, until Jay just read that. Because if the fools have decided to go on their journey, then what better card to draw than the fool?
Oh, wow.
How,
I can't believe we both drew a major arcana.
That's
I
know. Wonderful. And how very normal.
Yes.
Well done, both of you.
And I want to read you just a little passage from the Trungles, because I think it's this. That's the name of my deck. The impetus to move forward is done on a whim, plain and simple. I love that.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
Perfect.
I know.
Yeah.
Damn.
Perfect. Well, that was, I lost the word.
Thematically sound?
You'll find it. I'll find it. I'm going to blurt it out at the end of the recharge. Normally.
Okay. Chapter time. Okay. Hopefully there's no tomfoolery in here.
No.
The first chapter is boy breakfast. Porridge and oil and Harley's foil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy breakfast.
Yeah. Boy breakfast.
Boy breakfast.
We had a good little boy breakfast. It was good.
Yeah.
We with some many things were decided and Crater got us a very, very good deal.
Yeah.
50,000 for smackaroos.
Forgot about that.
That you're going to owe us 50 grand?
Well, here's the thing. And when I say this, know that I'm saying it to the players and not the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if this all goes according to plan and Harley gets a hold of Riskotech, $50,000 is a drop in the bucket.
It's true.
I mean, fair. But that's a lot of money for us. So, you know.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, I'm not going to be greedy. You know, I'm going to take what I'm worth, and I'm worth 50 grand.
Amen.
Split.
That's such a reasonable price.
Plus, I feel like we can probably get comped at Riskotech if we go. You know? Like,
we can
probably get a room on the house or something like that. You know, we'll know the MC. We'll have an inn. I feel like there's ways that we can milk more out of Harley besides 50 grand.
Well, we've already stolen from Riskotech. We can do it again, too.
Yeah. Or we could card count.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, absolutely. We could card count.
Which one of you?
Probably Simon.
Yeah.
That feels like a Simon skill that he just randomly has.
It does.
Yeah.
Simon has a background as a card counter. That's his official background.
Card counter.
Card counter.
It's all I did in the thorough lunch. y'all ever think about how you almost killed Harley?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today, actually, that, like, she has some plans for Mesmera, and, like, I don't know how this plot point would have resolved without that. And it's very interesting to think about.
I fully thought that she would not make it past episode 15.
Same.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. I think that's some of my favorite moments in a campaign, whether I'm playing or just listening to somebody else's, those big decision moments where you decide to either be ruthless or benevolent and how that trickles down to the rest of the story. And it's really cool that the DMs did allow it to trickle down to the rest of the story. And like, we're encountering something that would have been entirely fucking different had we killed Harley. And I think that's awesome.
You could still kill her.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Also, B, how could we kill her when we'd never be able to hear that voice again?
I would just like, I don't know, she'd visit you in your dreams.
She becomes an Arcana.
I was going to say, she becomes Arcana. Oh my God.
Oh, I know.
Which one of the Arcana would be Harley's new boy?
Harley gets an Arcana as a boy?
Yeah. Obviously.
Boy Wheel of Fortune, I guess.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, of course. Yeah.
That feels so apt, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing. That is the only correct answer.
Correct.
Boy
yeah.
Wheel.
Boy Wheel.
Boy Wheel.
Boy Wheel.
Chapter 2. Steeljaw's Craw and What You Done Stuck in It. Hey.
Hey.
I'll allow it. Making it right with the matriarch. Again, that Steeljaw's Craw and What You Done Stuck in It, making it right with the matriarch.
Because craw is a medical term.
Yeah.
So Harley had this brilliant plan where you guys go and get this thing. Mm-hmm.
We're really lucky to have Harley around to do all the big planning and deciding for us.
Exceptional strategist.
In fact, every single one of her strategies so far has panned out great, so I don't see why this one would be any different.
What have you done stuck in it? Like, what is that referring to, if you think about it? Like, it would be yourselves, maybe.
Or the corpses of Steeljaw's people.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess it's more like you unstuck a lot of Steeljaw's workers from her craw, and now that's...
From their own lives that were getting in the way?
Their absence is stuck in her craw.
Unstuck them from this mortal coil.
This mortal craw.
That's right.
Mortal craw. Show off this mortal craw.
Anyway, Steeljaw, sorry we fucked with your craw. Hope you forgive us.
Yeah, I think Steeljaw needs a little perspective on this. I truly think she's not seeing the bigger picture here, that like it could have been way worse than it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that sometimes it's fun to be stubborn. As an NPC.
I think Steeljaw would react no other way, yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, especially because like she's down bad as far as like money and resources, and like
that's not our fault.
Totally. I'm not saying that it is, but just like from where she's coming from, like she just lost a huge chunk of like essentially resources, and I don't think she thinks of people like that, but realistically, like she doesn't have the money to replace those people. Like,
again, that's not our fault. She's bad with her own money. You know, why is she being so mean to us?
But consider that she did lose a lot of people by your hands.
And the thing that she spent a whole bunch of money on.
It was like, what, like half of her people? Like, she still got the other half.
It couldn't have been half. Like, it wasn't that big of a...
Needs of the money.
That, yeah. And like, here's the thing. You know, had we not gone there and not ended the fight as quickly as we did, that attack still would have happened. And I think with time, Steeljaw will come around to loving us.
Well,
dearly.
Okay, well, also, just like imagine being one of the people that survived that, and then hearing your boss be so disappointed that you're still
right.
Oh my god,
some bad people management happening over there at Steeljaw's camp.
The wrong scrappers died.
Holy
shit.
I love how we've arrived at a place where like Celestine killed all of Steeljaw's favorites.
<You're> right.
Can we put that on a t-shirt?
I really, yes.
The wrong scrappers died.
That's so funny.
And then a picture of Riot.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a posthumous campaign t-shirt for
sure.
Yeah,
and it's coming at you in 5, 4, sorry. There's no merch available. yet.
I really want to do Funeral Riot merch once this campaign is over. Yes. Because before then, it's going to be a spoiler, but I really want to make... I think it's very funny to make money off of your character's
death. I think it's very important that you do that. That we do that.
Okay,
it's
good.
Riot would have won. Really important. Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. It'll be tasteless.
Tasteless.
Also, before I forget, we didn't touch on this the last recharge, but it did happen the last episode about, oh my God, every time I've gone to say this, I've forgotten what it is.
The devil.
This be? Wait, maybe. I'm going to get there.
Find it.
Fuck, what is it? It has to do with scrappers and Celestine and... Oh, right. It just made me laugh. This is... Now it's not worth it.
That's even better.
Wow. Just the lead up where after Celestine killed all the scrappers, he was like, I thought scrappers were really powerful, but the last time you guys fought them was with Scavenge. Like, fully admitted, like 18 levels ago.
I remember them being scarier.
It's true.
They were.
Chapter 3. Abandon magic, all ye who enter here. The plea of the Empress.
Some big lore. Big lore there.
Heavy,
that was cool.
Lore Empress.
One of the most fun things about having Simon in the party is this like different look at the lore that we get through Simon's experiences.
I'm worried I sound a little crazy.
You do.
Why are you worried about that? Well, you should sound crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, but it's not something to worry about.
Well, that's cool.
She really didn't want you to go in there, eh?
No. Worrisome.
I mean, like, I don't trust a lot of these Arcana. Like, it's probably some self-serving interests why the Empress didn't want us to go past there, or specifically Simon to go past there.
I think the Empress could betray the Fae.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh.
What makes you say that?
Because we, like, kind of what Sean said was we don't really trust Arcana. But, like, there's this character just blindly, like, lapping up out of this Arcana's hand. And maybe, you know, switching form gives you a little different perspective on your life and your bubble that you find yourself in. And maybe there's an opportunity to find some stuff out. Who knows? I'm not the writer here.
I'm loving these thoughts. I mean, you say that, but once this campaign is over, Jay and I are going to lay some shit out and you will realize that you have been the writers of a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
I think we need to talk about the fact that the Empress was like, hey, Simon, this is super dangerous for you. And Simon was like, so?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I keep thinking about the Fool card now in relation to all of this. And like, that is such a Fool perspective.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, that entire exchange is just like the Fool is standing at the precipice of this cliff and is just like, no, it's fine. This is my journey.
Oh, I just realized that that's fucking Simon's real card.
Oh my God.
Oh, I use that as a reference for character.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Thank you.
It does make a lot of sense, but just like there is a foolhardiness there that was interesting to me because, like you said, like Simon's a character who's like lapping at the Empress's feet.
Thank you for saying feet.
She was like, don't do this, for sure, don't do this. And you were like, yeah, but it's a quest.
Quest outweighs Empress.
Damn.
Okay.
That's
good
that.
For me to know later to influence you to do something later on. Yeah, okay.
It's a quest. Go get me a beer.
Literally, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. Simon, I have a quest for you.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, we're seeing what Simon's values are and like, how many of those are from being a Fae and how many of those are from not being a Fae anymore.
That's a good question.
It's very neat. And it was neat to hear you challenge the Empress on that and be like, sounds like you're just talking out of a place of fear, you know? And it was cool. And I love this. I think it's the right time too in the story for us to kind of like shift the tone with the Arcana, because we've been leading up to that, you know, they're not invincible. We've killed one, you know, and we've seen that they have their own very narrow and specific agendas. And, you know, there's this whole thing going on with the star that, like, thought I could trust the star, thought I was working along the same side as the star, but clearly the Star is involved with Edict and this whole rat business. And so, like, us at this point taking a different attitude toward the Arcana feels right in the story. And so Simon just immediately, like, throwing that out toward the Empress was great and refreshing and kind of exciting.
Does that make you, Celestine, and Crater trust Simon more?
I mean, yes. I'm not sure that there was a question of trusting Simon for Celestine, but...
I mean, it makes me feel better that, like, if an Arcana is telling Simon to blindly do something, that he's not going to just do that.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I think that's great.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah. It's really, it's like... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was about to hop on a different topic.
No, it's
so,
okay.
I mean, it's related.
Okay, then if it's related, carry on then.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was very civil. Exactly in the vein of this episode.
That's
of
the kind of stuff I'm after.
Yeah. Okay.
Normal polite
Get ready
exchanges.
For more of it.
So I didn't swear there.
Shoot. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, and there was some interesting information about, like, the denamed.
Yes.
Yes, I was going to say, we should talk about this. But I don't remember exactly everything that we laid out, so I'd love to hear it from the player's perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case.
Pop quiz.
Yeah, really.
Who wants to go first?
They're the same origin as the Fae. Like, they were the same base format, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding, yeah.
There's something eating the magic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're in the underhush. Mm-hmm. This is too broad a question. I don't know what to say.
So, what I got from that whole thing from the Empress was a little while after the Big Oops, like fairly quickly after the Big Oops, a group of people, I don't know whether they were humans or androids at that time, looked at the Big Oops and said, we can't put our faith in technology, right? We, you know, androids lost all of their collected history and all this, right? Technology's fragile, so put all of our faith and all of our energy into magic and just devote ourselves to magic. And those people became the Fae. And there were another group of people that were sort of from the same group, the same origin group as the Fae, but they took a different track and said, no, absolutely no magic. Magic is just as bad and just as dangerous as tech, and we'll divorce ourselves from magic. And either to do that, they gave up their names and their connection to magic, or like that was a consequence of that. How'd I do?
And that's why Peter does the recaps.
Yeah. And I was in that conversation too. Yes.
You all did so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter, your recall for that kind of stuff, though, is really remarkable.
Yeah, it's bonkers.
Yeah, I have shit for brains, like, for, like, lore stuff. I have to, like, go back and listen to it and take a bunch of notes before I
That's totally fair. That's not, you know, that's... It's different strengths.
We've been doing this for like 2.5 years. There's so much shit that we throw at you.
Yeah, you guys built some deep fucking lore. Deep.
Yeah, it's a real magic trying to keep all that in your brain.
Yeah, Jay and I, we face that as well.
Yeah, well, I wish that from the beginning, had I known how big and sweeping this was going to be at the outset, I absolutely would have kept a lore Bible of all the things that we learned and like updated along the way.
Oh.
Wow, Lore Bible is a great band name.
Yeah, yeah, it really is, actually.
Wow.
But I didn't do that. So here we are.
Yeah. Well, what
can you do?
Anyway, as I was saying, I had a good segue about magic there. I seem to have lost it.
Try again.
Abracadabra.
Okay.
Jake, you count us in.
Oh, yeah, sure. One, two, three, four.
Yes!
Okay, no, wait, everybody, let's do the last note one more time because that was not normal.
Whoa, no. That was surreal, no. Sky. Thank
no.
you.
Sean.
All righty then.
That was terrible.
Sean.
I'm so pissed.
that was quite the intro. Anyways, we're talking about magic this time around. Stick landing, Sean. You got this. Okay. And this time, I would love to. Okay, fuck. Give me a second. Okay. Well, this recommendation, it's because, like, this was a pretty magic heavy episode of our show, Planet Arcana. I would like to go around the table and I want to know, what's your real life magical power?
Like, you find some coins in the couch cushions. Are you the one to pop off a pickle jar lid when no one else can? Like, is that you? Or can you speak to dogs, perhaps? In the, I'm struggling so hard right now.
You're killing it.
As always, I'm going to go first.
Woo! Woo!
Woof, woof, where are my dogs at? My woof, magical power, woof, real life magical power, is I have never met a dog that I couldn't win its trust.
Oh, it's actually true. It's shocking.
That's
so like shocking. I've since been converted to be like a hashtag cat dad, but I grew up with dogs all my life, and like it doesn't matter how aggro or scared or hyper a dog is, like within 30 minutes of meeting that dog, that fucker is either having the best game of catch of its life, or he's like belly up laying on my lap and I'm giving him some good little belly scratches.
Wow. I'd say 5 minutes, not 30.
I can believe that so easily. You've got such a chill energy, such a calm that, yeah, absolutely, that a dog can sense that. I love that. And I want to see it in person. Show me your magic.
Daddy.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say I'm calm around a dog. It's just like I know how to scratch a butt real good, and then like also like back off when the dog doesn't need it, and then like it shows that I respect its boundaries. So then it's like, yeah, this dude's cool.
Yeah,
there is something about your energy though, because I have seen it happen. Like I've been in rooms where a dog is, and I've got there first. I'm thinking of like a specific time when we went to a friend's place and they have a dog, and you hadn't met them yet, and you hadn't been to their place. And I was like, I bet this dog is going to go fucking apeshit when Sean arrives. And sure enough, and like this dog was so chill when the rest of us had arrived to this like party. It was like a little chill party. And then Sean walks in the door and the dog like perks up and just follows Sean around the whole apartment like the entire night.
Wow.
And like if Sean was sitting down, the dog was on his lap. Like, and I've seen it happen with so many dogs. You just you have a whisper ability. It is remarkable.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish I was like that with cats. I don't give off cat energy. Cats typically don't like me, but that's okay.
That's okay.
I think you're just tall.
That's totally what I'm tall and loud. Okay. Anyway, yeah. I'm a dog magician. Ooh. Anyway, I'm gonna pass this over. Oh, Sky, what do you got?
I'm really good at finding four-leaf clovers.
Oh, also true. Yeah. I'm gonna vouch for all these, gang.
Yeah. But yeah, I can find them kind of if I want to, like whenever.
It's true. What do you use them for?
Honestly, there's a bunch of like dried up ones in front of me right now on my desk. Like I should have preserved them or something, but I just kept them in a little pile.
Have you found every single one of those in front of you?
Yeah. I've got a five-leaf clover here.
Whoa. Ooh.
What?
Yeah. One time I was literally talking to someone, we were in, like doing a forest walk, and we were just walking down like a grassy path, and she was like, so you find four-leaf clovers just like that? Because I'd found one earlier that day, and I was like, yeah, it's kind of just like a thing that happens. I don't know, I can just see them pretty well. And she's like, what? Like, what is up with that? And then I saw one right then, and I picked it up and gave it to her, and she like nearly shit a brick.
Do you just have like really good eyesight? Is that why you're really good at
those? I do have really good eyesight, yeah.
Okay. Damn.
That's magic.
I think I'm good at finding clovers because I am, and this is going to be a big confession reveal, is that I've been playing this Facebook game called Farm Heroes Saga for like 12 years. And I'm at level 1538.
Oh my God.
And that's why I think... It's so true. I'm looking at it right now. That's why I'm probably so good at finding four-leaf clovers. So don't tell me it rots my brain or something.
And I turned on TV.
I'm so impressed that you've been playing that for like more than a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are afraid of commitment.
You should be an e-gamer, like a esports guy, you know?
For that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's monetize it.
Monetize your hobbies. That's what they always say.
Monetize your hobbies. In fact, yes. Yes, professional hobbyists.
Let's get them on Twitch.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's a cool brand in Vancouver. All right. I'm going to throw this thing to Jay.
My magic is that I have anxiety. And the way that manifests is that I...
am so nervous that people are mad at me all the time, so I tend to anticipate people's needs. And when I do that, I am really, really good at figuring out what people want from me. It was my biggest skill in school, mm-hmm. like in grade school and in college. I always did well grades wise, and it's not because, you know, I have good studying habits and everything, but I always knew what the professor was looking for, you know, and different professors look for different things, and I knew how to cater everything that I did to the professor that I needed to cater to. And I do that in my social life too, and I think that if I walked into that anti-magic forest, I would just think that everybody was either mad at me or hated me or something. So that is my magic power, is having anxiety.
That is a very righteous skill.
Yeah, I think it's a good skill, but it also,
I mean, it's not righteous, it's just awesome, I guess.
Yeah, it just causes me a lot of grief too, because I overthink absolutely everything. You guys get, y'all feel that? You know,
oh no.
No, I'm perfectly mentally well.
Yeah, don't know what you're talking about. I'm entirely comfortable in my own skin.
Peter, what are you good at? What's your magic?
Fun segue, because mine is very close to yours, but in a one very specific situation. And that is, I know exactly how to give people what they're looking for in a job interview setting. That is, my job interview game is superhuman. I think I'm at 100%, like, I've been offered the job if I get an interview. I don't always get an interview, but if I get in the room, I know how to work the room well enough to get offered the job. And it's just about, like eye contact with the right person at the right time, and like, you know the moment to like smile and thank them for the question, and you know, like, and figuring out who to do that to. I hate fucking job interviews. I absolutely hate talking about myself in any kind of like flattering way. And when this question came up, I was like, well, this is miserable, because I don't think I do anything remarkable and I don't want to talk about it. Thank you very much.
Oh my God.
And it made me feel exactly like I was prepping for a job interview. And so that's why this came to me. And so I will sit there in the interview and be an absolute fucking, you know, like, the whole time I'm like, I'm a fraud and everybody's going to know it. And yet there is a calm. There's a calm that comes over me, and I'm just like, yeah, we're having a conversation. It's no big deal, right? You know, like, oh, great question. I'm just going to take a moment to think about that, right? Inside, I'm like, can they see me physically shaking? But they can't. And I always get offered the damn job. So that's
hell
my magic
power.
Wow.
That's hot, dude.
Also a great skill.
Yeah. I feel like I don't think I've ever failed a job interview either. I think I'm in the same boat as you, Peter. I'm charming as hell when I'm wearing a button-up.
Oh, but like, you've got the dog thing too, though. You got to leave one for me.
No, I'm sorry. No, I was trying to reinforce. Like, I think it's just like, hey, we have something together.
I mean, I don't have that skill. I've been turned down more than a couple times. So.
All right, B, what you got?
Whoa, caught you off guard there, sorry.
I can't pick between two, so I'll just speed run them both.
This happens every year.
You always do this.
Whatever. Whatever. First one, I can name things good. If you ask me to name something, I'll come up with a good name.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's extremely true.
Yeah, I'm good at naming things. The one time somebody challenged me on that, they said, are you really that good? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, I'm writing a story about ballerinas who are also murderers. What should I call it? And I said, on point.
Oh.
And that's the best proof that I have. And I came up with it like that. Anyway, that's number one. Number two, if you bring me a vessel and ask me, hey, I need to fill this vessel, and this is the amount of stuff I have, I'll be able to tell you whether that stuff will fit in the vessel.
Excellent skill.
It is. It's true.
It's very useful. Yeah. Because like, I think I can remember like two times when I was wrong. Every other time I'm like, that won't fit. And then they'll try to put it in. Sure enough.
Wow.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, magical.
So specific, though.
B, I hope you never find your way into the magicless forest, because then, like, all of our jars and containers would just be, like, overflowing or half empty. It'd be really distressing.
Yeah, and you'll be like, hey, can you name this? And I'll be like, Sarah. Sorry, Sarah.
Yeah.
All the Sarahs out there, your name is fine. It's just not, like, you know, something I would name things.
It's fine. It's fine. It's just not for me.
Fucking get him.
I mean,
like the evidence of you naming stuff is just in our show.
It literally is.
Everyone believes it.
They all know.
They all know.
Jay's named just as many things, but I'm going to just take the whole compliment today.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Take that for yourself. Well, what a magical little group we have here, eh? What a rousing tale of some magicians of the real worlds that we have. Yeah, so like no vessel is safe from the eyes of B. We also learned that who let the dogs out by the Baja Man is a siren song. Mm-hmm. And then Sky is a Farmville champion of the world. Let me ask you, what's your biggest weakness? And lastly, Jay, everyone is looking at you. Everyone is judging you. It's all your fault. Recommend!
You got him! Sean's.
That's my name.
Sky, I'm going to be so...
What?
Sean.
I was going to say I'm going to be so normal, but there was no drone of Sean's to say it over. Everyone just said Sean's.
Oh my God. Well,
okay.
That was actually pretty normal.
For us, yeah.
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 Although it's not Farmville, it's Farm Heroes Saga. I don't play fucking Farmville.
I'm so sorry.
Is
Farmville not a Facebook game? Is that?
It is. It's the same company that makes this one.
Oh, so
but it's Farm Heroes Saga. It's a matching game.
Oh, it's a matching game.
Farm Heroes Saga.
I love matching games.
Anyway.
Oh, it's like Candy Crush.
Exactly like Candy Crush, yeah.
Hmm.
It's got little fruits and vegetables with faces. Anyway, we're moving on to chapter 4.
Well done, folks. Okay.
And that is, okay, this requires some stuff. It's called Life Finds a Way. And then in brackets, it says that Sky, could you kindly sing the Jurassic Park theme? So I'm going to assume I do.
Welcome.
Okay, have you ever seen what's that instrument called, Jay?
Recorder?
The melodica?
Yeah.
The melodica version of that.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's so fucking funny.
It's the best video of all time.
It really is. Yeah. Top 2 videos for sure.
Yeah, pretty much. But they started off on the real score, so you get that gorgeous John Williams like rise. And then right at the climax, it cuts to melodica.
Yeah, and then it the camera turns and it's like a weird looking cat or something instead of like the long neck dinosaur thing. Fuck, I'm a bad child. Ever get
the
what that
single
called.
Tear runs down the
That's
face.
That's my favorite.
I'm just like, this is so embarrassing, but I just realized what this chapter means, like what it's about. And I was like, what could that mean?
we had done this session yesterday and recorded for 4 hours, so it was a bit of a fever dream. So it's okay.
Dream.
Like, yeah, they forgot that we wrestled a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny that you read that without knowing.
I was like, I do what I'm told when I want it.
Oh my God.
So Peter, you wanted nothing to do with that, eh? You were just ready to let us die.
Didn't I mean, it wasn't ready to let you die, though. Not sure what I would have done had you been seriously injured. We had a couple of healing potions, but I figured the best thing that I could do, you go off and do your thing, and I will keep the car running. And when you inevitably need to run back to the car, I'll be ready for you.
How did Celestine
become the parent?
Become the babysitter?
Yeah, not sure, but
in the cartoon version of that episode, the entire scene takes place from in the car, and it's all the muffled T-Rex and like Kramer and Celestine, and you can see it through the windshield.
Oh my God, yeah, Celestine's got a joint going. He's like, "You're killing it!"
Oh,
yeah, that's
my
right. Celestine's
God.
Just smoking a joint, looking at it through the rearview mirror.
That is so good.
Oh my God. God, that's funny.
So that was a bad date for somebody. Hey.
Date? Well, like for the T-Rex?
No, it's like the T-Rex swallowed the hot air balloon, and there was like wine and food and stuff in there, right? Like,
jewels. And
yeah.
a little gold.
We decided it was a proposal.
Right, yeah. There was someone who was getting engaged in that hot air balloon.
Wait, what if they were proposing to the T-Rex?
Oh my God.
What if they turned into the T-Rex?
Oh my God. What is happening?
You two wrote this. You tell us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, write it in. Write it in.
I promise that by the end of the campaign, you will find out what was happening. What happened
beautiful.
With that T-Rex.
Yay! Yeah. That's great.
It will be done.
I absolutely loved the you know, what seemed like a heartfelt assumption that, like, we're going to do this, and then the T-Rex will like us, right?
I don't know. In past D&D campaigns, I've had a lot of success of, like, helping a large creature and then it becoming my best buddy.
You so, have, like, actually.
Yeah.
I had, you know, there was, like, a T-shirt opportunity of, like, Crater and his best buddy T-Rex, you know.
You're thinking about merchandising?
We could have plushies.
That's why
you and
helped,
like,
why you helped
that
the T-Rex?
Is why he didn't end up being your friend, because he could sense that ultimately you were just in it for the merch.
You're not
pure.
Yeah,
it wasn't pure.
Yeah.
Yeah, T-Rexes can sense the pure of heart.
And that's why they're better than us.
Like, entice them.
Their eyesight is based on movement, and their compassion is based on pure of
purity.
Heart.
Purity of heart. It's kind of beautiful if you think about it.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saved that fucker. We'll see
fucker.
Him again one day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which brings us to chapter 5, the Baobab Forest. Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, magic. Good night, secret doors and alarms.
God damn that nat 20. Holy shit.
Fuck, we needed that so bad. We needed that so bad. We were so behind. We were so on the back foot, not having any magic. Having two of our three party members entirely reliant on magic and not having any of it. Crater's nat 20 was a gift from the gods. It was wonderful.
DMs, do you want to just, like, walk us through the solution to your elegant
please.
Puzzle just so it doesn't go to waste?
Yes.
That was really funny, because, like, I did not expect, like, I sometimes when you guys when we're like, hey, I think you're missing the puzzle here, you guys are like, oh shit, sorry, we weren't, you know, we kind of missed it, we're coming back to it. But when we were like, hey guys, there is this word puzzle here, you were like, yeah, we know.
we're gonna
brute
we
force
smash
this.
It
we were so tired after the fight with the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Look, it's absolutely legit. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. Just so that y'all know, like, how fucking exceptional it was that you ended up going into the Underhush the way you did. Even if you had guessed the password, if anyone but Simon had spoken that password, they would immediately know that you aren't denamed.
Hmm.
Because they can remember your voice. Whereas Simon is kind of in the process.
Mm. Of being denamed, right.
Right. So above all these doors, there was two jumbled up sentences that we figured out were like, what are you looking for and how did you get here? So there was a correct answer to both of those questions,
mm-hmm.
presumably.
Yes. Oh. What's your guess?
What are you looking for? Dead ass.
Dead ass. The key.
How did you get here?
The pip generator that you stole.
Like, how did you get here? The pip generator you stole.
No, it was like, what are you looking for? Of course, obviously it's not the second question. Come on, B, what do you take me for, a fool?
Goddamn fool.
These are great guesses.
You see?
How dare you undermine
us? This is not good podcasting here. That's why we brute force that fucking door.
Yeah, because we like to have fun.
Should we give away the first answer?
Please.
What are you looking for is nothing.
What?
What?
I mean, this area is a void.
Yeah, I would have never got that.
Well, good thing you put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really good at riddles, so.
Words make me angry. Let me hit something.
Yeah. Okay, so another little peek behind the screen is that when we first made this, we only had what are you looking for, and we thought that was too easy, so we added the second
line. Nice. You drastically overestimated us.
That's a fucking roast.
Okay, so then how did you get here?
Locked.
Well, we drove, technically.
We drove.
No, that one was dead ass.
Dead ass.
Just kidding.
To clarify, I said dad ass, not dead ass. Like dead a ass. Like
no,
a
no,
Gen
no.
Z-er.
I did too. Okay. I'm sorry. I said dat ass.
Oh, I was hearing dead ass.
I heard
like
dead
you were
ass
like
too.
All hip and cool.
I'm sorry. I'm 35. I can't say either of those properly.
How did you get here? I didn't.
I was born.
Yeah, that was actually, yeah. Is it a one-word answer?
Not necessarily.
Oh, wait.
So no.
Not necessarily.
Is there a hyphen? Is that the tricky part?
Is there multiple answers?
There's kind of a theme that, like, if you hit the theme, then it'll accept the password.
We have a few options that we would accept.
Wouldn't you like to know?
It's not like chicken and egg. Wait, androids. Androids, well, no, there's no humans. Fuck.
Wait, what?
Sorry, I'm not a very graceful tinfoil hatter.
It's so good.
All right, so what was the answer then?
In essence, we're good to say it, right, B?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, in essence, what are you looking for is nothing, and how did you get here is I followed the nothing, or I like followed the comfort, or I was uncomfortable. Something to the effect of the fact that, like, Teaspoon even kind of said so when she left you. She was like, I'm going to the place where people get to be nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, anything along those lines would have gotten you an okay.
Fuck.
As long as Simon said it.
Well, thank God for that nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, no, I had, like, 2% confidence that y'all would be getting in undetected.
Correct. It would have been a way different session because we were prepared for you guys to bungle it, basically. And there was a whole different set of things that would have happened had that happened, and that the nat 20 was the only thing you could have rolled that would have changed that.
You know, like I'm trying to think back, when's the last time we bungled something? I feel like we always seem to go like ass forward and like magically come out okay on the other side, except for that time that Riot died. But like most of the time we come out okay.
But even that wasn't really a bungle, you know.
Cake was born of a bungle.
Cake was yep.
Sure.
That was a nat one on a stealth check to approach the door.
She was born because Peter, I was trying to remember your name and not your character's name. Peter rolled a nat one.
Oh, man.
I would say that, like, perhaps Beef could be counted as a bungle, but we led you right into it. Like, there is no way. It was like a premeditated bungle.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at bungle on Urban Dictionary.
Oh baby.
Oop.
The definition of bungle simply means you are a bumhole.
Okay, didn't you start off this recharge being like, let's keep this...
No ass.
Hey!
Let's keep it normal.
Yeah. And here you are looking up something on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, I have a better answer! Okay, but you're right. This is a nice episode. If you think that we've succeeded so far in having this be a nice episode,
up your pledge.
Then I won't. Up your pledge. Yeah. Up your fucking pledge.
Okay, I am also on Urban Dictionary looking at bungle, and like if you scroll way down, there's one that was submitted in 2018 that has one upvote on it, so it's not well received, but it just says bungle is a large booty.
Why is it always booty?
The definition is man one. Whoa, look at that badonkadonk. What a bungle.
What a bungle. That's weird.
Oh my God.
I found a really good one. Bungle means a bum jungle, otherwise known as a hairy anus.
Oh, it's like swamp ass.
A bungle. Oh, that's what swamp ass means.
Okay.
All right. Not normal. That's cool. Be yourselves for the rest of class, everyone. All right. Here we go. Chapter 6.
Did I lose everyone?
No, I think we just lost.
I'm
Sky.
Being dramatic.
Oh.
Sky, are you there?
So the chapter name is Shh. In the underhush. Be very, very quiet. We're hunting generators.
I don't know what the fuck that
so
was.
Good.
Love it. Can I just commend you or compliment you on Underhush is a great name.
So good. Obsessed. I mean, instantly obsessed.
Who was that?
I don't remember, Jay.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember most of the things.
Take credit for it.
How the fuck? It's spooky that we don't remember who named the place where you go to forget.
Yeah, that is extremely spooky. I would watch this horror movie if this was the plot.
Ooh. Isn't it, what was that Shyamalan movie where...
Old?
No. The one where the mom wakes up and just her kid never existed.
It's something really dumb, like the...
The Happening?
No,
it's not The Happening.
No, that one's the one about plants.
The Forgotten?
Shyamalan kid... Missing.
Sorry, we're low on time. I don't know why I've done this.
It's fine. I'm thinking about The Happening, and I'm happened. Really happy.
The Visit?
I think it's The Visit.
No, I think it's Julianne Moore
on the plane.
I've never seen this.
Red Eye? It is The Forgotten.
Oh, it's The Forgotten.
Yeah, it's not Shyamalan.
Man, what happened to Shyamalan?
Oh, he's still making movies. They just hide his name, like they don't advertise that it's a Shyamalan movie. Why? It's happened to me once or twice where I go to see a movie and I'm like, this is a mess, and then at the end it's like, wow. Shyamalan, and I had no idea
what happened.
Old is one of the like worst movies I've ever seen in my entire
Absolutely.
life. That thing was a fucking flaming pile of garbage.
It makes me want to see it really badly.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was fun, but it was bad.
I dig how ambitiously messy all of Shyamalan's recent films.
Me too. I'd rather someone take a chance than make another comic book movie, to be
Absolutely.
Honest.
Sorry, this is a minor spoiler for the movie Old, but there was someone who died from, like, he was blind.
From being blind. Like,
he was blind, so that killed him. Like, just like,
oh my god,
it was so dumb.
I love that. Just like earnest failure is just so endearing.
Underhush.
Yeah. Oh yeah, rad. It's sick. I love Underhush.
Oh yeah, you were in Underhush. There was a generator. Yeah,
that was very cool. And thank you so much for making survival actually do something, even if it's just this
that
one
was
time.
Tight.
That was very nice, because took a proficiency in survival at the top of the campaign. Maybe the first time I've rolled it.
Wow.
So y'all found that generator hooked up to a microphone, hooked up to a pip. What's up with that?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So that's a way for somebody to contact by pip.
Without having...
Somebody from... Yeah, and so it's like they get to broadcast something to the entire area, but they can do so remotely through pip.
There's no evidence to support this whatsoever, but like, are these like little like canvassers for Uncle Edict's upcoming political aspirations or something?
They're gonna take over the TVs.
Whoa, yep. Spooky.
Holy shit.
Oh, I hear the hesitation in the DM's voice, so I think I hit that nail on the head. So, some rewrites coming.
Yeah, you'll never hear this again.
We can't let them be bright about anything.
What is this, Game of Thrones season 8?
And the final chapter of this evening. Just a teaspoon of sugar in the room with all the beds.
That's literally what it says.
Very
that was really,
really
good.
Can I just fucking say, the wine Molotov?
That was good.
It's the funniest fucking thing to picture. Where she's just playing guitar and the three of you just hover on the corner, brandishing an unlit Molotov, and then immediately wipe. Like, from Teaspoon's perspective, that has got to be like the weirdest shit that's ever happened to her.
Oh god.
That was great. That was a beautiful time for the roles to fail us too. I loved that. It could have been so disastrous. It was really cool that Teaspoon, you know, covered for us. I'm interested to see what she has to say and whether or not she'll actually let us sort of go without incident.
Yeah, like I wonder like how, like, because she hadn't been with these people for very long at this point, right? So like I wonder how connected or like entrenched in this world she actually is, like whether she's gonna screw us over again or not. Only time will tell.
Remember the last time she covered for you at like a party, and it was in the castle at the Solmazade estate?
Yeah,
and she covered for you guys when you made the when Crater made a big noise.
Yeah. Though she's definitely still wanted something from us at that point.
God, we go far back with Teaspoon, hey?
Yeah, surprisingly.
I believe she was the the first scene of the entire campaign too, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
Maybe session zero.
Oh no,
session zero.
Oh, session zero. It went edict and then teaspoon.
That's true.
But yeah, that was the way that teaspoon was not intended to be what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't express enough.
Well. we'll resolve this
next time.
Thing next time on episode 63 of Planet Arcana.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, yes, you're welcome.
That was awesome.
Bring it home, Sky.
Normally.
Okay, normally. I'm gonna like
don't bungle this.
This
nice bungle.
Fuck. This has been Recharge. I guess we're not normal, but you know what? What is normal? Something bestowed or something thrust upon us, expected from an early age. A product of the powers that be failing us? What is normal? Maybe being a little weird is normal. Well, maybe not. But I think being weird, little you, is the best thing you can do for the world.
Wow.
And if you're here listening with us right now, we know you're already out there doing it. Tell everyone you know about our little podcast. Keep your stick on the ice and remember,
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.